It's titled Excellence in Giving. Amen. It says, okay. It says, sometimes I may not rhyme, but I hope that's okay.
It's okay.
I hope you still get the point of what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
So for me, it was hard to figure out how I should start. So I decided to decide each word in part. Excelling. Webster defines it as being superior or surpassing in action or achievement. Well, I think I pretty much knew what excellent meant. In. Now, for such a small word, there are a lot of definitions and interpretations, but the one I like the best is towards some particular place or destination. But the giving, once again, a number of definitions to choose, but the one that fits is, for me, is to put in the possession of another for him or her to use. These three parts, let me see if I can make it one. You let me know if I got the job done. The ultimate achievement is making our actions available for someone else to use. That's not such a long definition for those three words I just used. So now for me, or at least for what I have known, we were put here for another purpose other than just our own. Recently, I heard these words in a song. My life is not my own, to him I belong. From these simple words, do you know what I see? I can see I was put here for someone else besides me. So let's talk about the ultimate excelling and giving that we will not even come close. You know who I'm talking about, Jesus. Don't you think he's given the most? I mean, can't you see? Our Savior died to set us free.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but his actions speak louder than any three words I can say. So I'm going to take his gift he's given me, and I'm going to use it today. I give myself to him to use my actions as he sees fit. I accept what he gives me, and I definitely rejoice in it. So when we talk about giving, money is not all that we ask. I mean, don't get me wrong, we need it to accomplish our task. Think of what you could give, a smile, a conversation, or simply some of your time. None of what I just mentioned costs you one thin dime. Not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Tell me today, are you ready to pay the price? I say it does, and I say it, and I know it does give pause. I mean, are you ready to give your life for a cause? So give him your life, your love, and your heart. He will give you the future if you just take part. As I was writing this poem, the one thing I came across something for joy. J is for Jesus. He comes first. O is for others. They come next. Y is for you. You notice you're last. So that's what I'm trying to say when you set to this task. You are not here for yourself, but you are here for others. I pray your actions and for him to use it his way, excelling and giving. I hope I got it today. We must help people with our giving, with a gift that we are living while we are living. When they die, it's much too late to give the gift they can't relate. It's much better to give than to receive. In this truth, we must believe. If we find the perfect treasure, give it to someone for their pleasure. For we reap what we sow. Giving makes good seeds to grow. In the end, that's all that counts. God gives us love in large amounts. This love we're given is to be given away. We'll get more back each and every day.